We all have some form of retirement planning, but are these sufficient to last past your desired retirement? How do we enhance what we have? This is the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. Now, in this episode, we speak with the Securities Commission's Khairul Rizwan, telling us what are the other investment options one should explore beyond our EPF, FDs and property.
You need to ask yourself, how much do I need to spend monthly post-retirement and how long do I expect to live? You multiply those two figures and that lump sum you're going to get is going to seem pretty big. So simply put, saving for that amount will be quite difficult. So you need to make your money work for you, and you need to do that as soon as possible.
Okay, so where do you put your money then?
Look at investments that generate a higher rate of return than what savings in a bank account can give you. Look out for various asset classes that give you varying rates of return. You should diversify your investments so that you get a good mix.
Now, the capital market is one such option, and Khairul takes us through some of the products that are already out there.
Shares, for example, when you buy a share, you become part owner of that company with all the rights and responsibilities that come with it. There are bonds. Essentially, you become a lender to the company. And unit trusts. So for a unit trust, your money is pooled together by a fund manager and is invested in various asset classes.
Now, for the Securities Commission Malaysia, their role goes beyond ensuring participants in the capital market abide by set laws.
In our role as regulating the capital market, we do take on the role of an enforcer and supervisor of our licensees, but we also develop the capital market. And part of that development process, as well as investor protection, is educating investors as to their rights and responsibilities, their roles, and how to make informed investment decisions.
Now, Khairul shares with us some good tips, and the best one is, of course, to gain knowledge.
The first thing I would say is you must understand how the product works. Capital market products provide higher returns over the long term, but there are risks involved, as for all investments. So you must understand the relationship between the rewards given by the investment and the risks involved. Ask yourself, what do I need to invest in to meet my financial objectives, and what level of risk am I comfortable with? If you have any need for advice or help, you should approach a financial planner licensed by the SC. Investors can also visit the SC website and our InvestSmart website to find out what to do before investing.
So what should you do while you're still young and able?
My advice is doing nothing is definitely not an option. Don't wait too long. When you're young, you put things off because you feel you've got your whole life ahead of you. Start saving as soon as possible and think about investing. It's always good to diversify from stable investments and provide modest yields to those that are more aggressive and provide higher returns. The capital market has a wide range of products and is well regulated.
And there you have it. One way of enhancing your savings is by investing in the capital markets. Do join us again same time next week, and we'll look at more ways to make your money work for you. This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.